Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
It is Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week, and welcome to Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa. And just so you know, this is the place where you will get the most conservative, biblically grounded view on what is going on in politics, in our country, in the world, than any place else. You have come to the right place. Liz Cheney got destroyed in the election primary yesterday. If you don't know who Liz Cheney is, she is one of the leading, most outspoken, never-Trumpers, anti-Trump, rhino, Republican, in name only, establishment Republicans, incumbent. She's been in Congress. She's the representative from Wyoming. I believe, actually, Wyoming only gets one representative in Congress because of the small size of its population. Congressional representative at large for the state of Wyoming. She's been in there, I'm not sure how long, 10 years or so, if I recall correctly. It doesn't matter. She's an incumbent. Led the charge of voting for Trump's impeachment as far as the Republicans go. There was only about a dozen or so that joined the Democrats to try and impeach Trump over January 6th. So she was up for re-election in the Republican primary that was held yesterday in Wyoming and absolutely just shellacked. Listen to these statistics. Hageman, her opponent, who is the Trump-backed opponent, the MAGA candidate for the Republican Party in Wyoming, gets 113,000 votes, at least at this point, to Liz Cheney's 49,000. So more than doubles Cheney's votes. 66% for Hageman to Cheney's 29% of the votes. Hageman's winning by over 37 points. I mean, that's unheard of in elections, generally speaking. That's usually, you know, a 6-point win is massive. So this again emphasizes the fact that MAGA is not dead. Trump is the kingmaker in the Republican Party. Trump is the head of the Republican Party. Trump is wildly supported, even though the left and the media and the establishment and the rhinos want to tell you, no, MAGA's dead. Trump's a losing proposition. We got to move on. January 6th, blah, 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 blah. Trump is still winning. MAGA is the winning proposition. We don't back down. And in fact, I said this after the Mar-a-Lago raid. It tells you this. Whoever the left is targeting most is who they fear the most, because they know that therein lies the strength of the Republican Party, or therein lies their strongest candidate. When they raided Mar-a-Lago last week, they just proved the point that Trump is the target, because Trump is still our best option and their most dangerous opponent. It's an intimidation attack, a tactic. They did the same thing to Sarah Palin, who's also doing well, I believe, in the Alaska primary. All right, let's talk about this raid on Trump. My friend brought up a great point. He posed a question. Why is this, and he's a conservative through and through, but he said, why is the raid bad? He's trying to draw out a conclusion. He said, all we hear conservatives say is, all right, we look like a banana republic, a dictatorship. But most listeners and followers would think, obviously, if Trump did do something wrong, wouldn't most people say, yeah, use law enforcement. You'd have to raid. What's the justification of our objection as conservatives and as Americans to this raid beyond simply, oh, banana republic? Not fair to do that to a guy. All right, well, let's talk about it. Let me give you four basic reasons, arguments, why this raid does make us a banana republic and is completely extraordinary, unprecedented, and horrible. Number one, at this point, the feds going after Donald Trump is just not believable. Can I take you through the history of the last 7 years? After 7+ years, after Russia collusion and all of it, they have found on Donald Trump absolutely nothing. They have examined this guy down to the most detailed, intimate places in his life. if you can imagine. They have investigated this guy down to his navel, and they found nothing. The Southern District of New York has gone after him on taxes. The New York Attorney General, the Manhattan District Attorney, guess what they've got on him? Nothing. Remember, guys, they raided Trump advisors, Roger Stone, Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort. What'd they find on those guys? Nothing. All false accusations. Even Stormy Daniels, do you remember her, the alleged mistress porn star? Her lawyer, she lost the lawsuit against Trump. She lost the appeal. And her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is now going to jail. Who, by the way, if you don't remember this, Dems thought that he could be a great presidential candidate at one point, the Stormy Daniels lawyer. She lost, and her lawyer's going to jail. They had other women over the years they tried to get to come forward with harassment charges against Trump. Nothing. Why now would we trust that the feds have got something? They have. It is a failed 7+ year-long witch hunt. Failed from every possible direction, going after Trump's family, and there's been nothing. You know what I think? I think the guy's clean. I think he is a law-abiding citizen. And you constantly hear this, even from Republicans. He's a crook. And I want to say, really? Where? When? How has he been a crook? In an already partisan court system, fully weighed and bent against Trump, the entire weight of the DC and national establishment against him, and he still survives. So it's a little hard to believe that now all of a sudden, Trump's a crook, and they got something on him. I need to raid his house. Number two, why the secret raids? It's often in the wee hours of the morning, while people are sleeping or just getting up. That's what happened to Flynn, Manafort, Roger Stone. Trump, they actually, I read, I think it was at The Guardian, they did it at 6 p.m. But why these secret raids? Is it necessary? Doesn't the Constitution protect us against unreasonable searches and seizures? Trump is claiming the documents were declassified, that he was already working with the Justice Department on their investigation. Aren't there other legal recourses rather than showing up with the full weight of the federal law enforcement arm and raiding someone's house? Aren't there legal avenues to take before you decide on the nuclear option to raid a guy's house? Number three, this was a former sitting president. Should there not be respect for the office, especially in the presence of a watching world? Raiding a former president, no matter justified or not, which in this case I'm arguing it's not justified, has the appearance of weaponizing the federal government against political opponents. It looks very bad. It looks exactly like what they do in dictatorships like Venezuela. And it's very damaging. So it looks bad on the world stage, but it's also very damaging to the political stability of a nation. Do citizens want to see this? That if you serve your country in political office, when you're done, if people don't like you, they're going to potentially raid your house, break open your personal safe, steal your passports? Are those secret documents? Are those classified documents, your personal passports? I heard they went through Melania's closet. That's what happens when you serve your country? Look, this should be a last resort, not a casual incident on a random Monday. The country should be primed and ready that something's going on and this is going to happen in a very thought out, legal way. That's not what this is. This is Banana Republic stuff, random afternoon raids. And lastly, Hillary, anyone? Her emails? Tens of thousands of emails she quote unquote lost, her server, federal server, destroyed, one that she was running in her basement, and nothing happens to Hillary. The inconsistency is startling. And by the way, just to remind you, Trump should have gone after her when he became president, lawfully, legally, carefully, not with afternoon raids. We all wanted it, but he did not. Why? Because for political propriety's sake and the stability of the nation, he did not. Guys, this is a bad situation. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Middle-of-the-day raids on political opponents is what dictators do, not Americans.